How do you deal with your guilt? Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the good news. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from guilt, saved from sin. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. How will you deal with your guilt? You can deny it. You can try to act like it's not there, but it's still there. You still are haunted by it. I would suggest to you there are a couple of approaches. The most popular approach in Jesus' day, the most popular approach in our day is, imagine it like this. You're standing before God someday. The gates of heaven are standing behind him, and God says, why should I let you into my heavenly home, my perfect heavenly home? The leaders in Jesus' day, the religious leaders, would have said, God, look at how I've kept the law. I've kept the rules. We stand before God, and there is this long sheet, this long list of good things that we've done. And legalists say, look at all the good things I've done. And God is probably going to say, that's really good. That's really commendable. The problem is there's another list, and that's the list of all the bad things that we've done. Yeah, you've done a lot of good stuff. You obeyed your parents, you shared your toys, you walked the dog occasionally, and even cleaned up after from time to time. You didn't beat up your brother as much as he deserved. You helped little old ladies across the street. You loved baseball. You gave cats more respect than they deserved. You didn't fall asleep during sermons, even though you were validated to. But now you also know you have this bad list. Didn't always obey your parents. You weren't always generous. You cheated sometimes in school. You lied. You lusted, which is understandable because preachers are just so darn handsome. It's hard not to. I do my best try to not make people lust. The legalist stands before God and says, look at my good list. And God says, well, that's wonderful, but I got to do something with the bad list. And the legalist says, well, don't. Can't you just ignore it? And God says, are you demanding for me to not be God, to compromise my character? The reality is you don't want me to be unjust. My character is perfection. My character is perfect justice. As soon as I overlook something that deserves just punishment, I'm no longer trustworthy. You don't want me to be unjust. And so you stand there. The legalist is trying to argue with God to compromise his character. There's another approach. That's the approach of the one who stands before God with his perfect heaven behind him and says, I need Jesus. The humble person God looks at, and yeah, he's done good stuff, but he looks at the bad stuff, and he looks to Jesus, who, even though was God, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And Jesus had a good list too. It's the longest list. Put all the lists together, Jesus is better. And Jesus had a bad list too. You can examine that bad list with a microscope, and you know what you'll see? You'll see nothing on the bad list. He was tempted in every way, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, just as we, and yet was without sin. Jesus never had a bad action, never a bad motive. Absolutely pure. And what happened when Jesus went on the cross? The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 2, verse 22, the righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. That word justified is a legal term. The penalty, the price for justice has been paid. What happened when Jesus went on the cross, for those who believe, is that, I love to call it the great switch. He takes all of our bad list, all of the things he takes it on the cross on him, and he pays the price to satisfy justice, and we get his righteousness. Whew. So that when God looks at you, as you stand before him in eternity, he does not see you, he sees Jesus. And guess what? The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. When God sees you now, he sees the righteous robes of Jesus. Two ways to deal with your guilt. I would encourage you, turn to Jesus. It's why we call it grace. I love the acrostic for grace. God's righteousness at Christ's expense.